This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Things are about to get very interesting with the deep state, Spygate. James Comey is now under investigation for mishandling classified information, which is, of course, a felony crime. There's more to that as well. I mean, James Comey's just the tip of the iceberg. Peter Strzok needs to be indicted and, of course, imprisoned if found guilty. And these people, as I've said before, need to be charged with treason. But you've heard me say that before. But the real takeaway right now is that there are hints of a major effort underway to conduct mass arrests of many of these treasonous swamp creatures who need to be going to prison. I mean, cleaning out a very large portion of the federal bureaucracy, because the people in there right now, you know, leftovers from Obama, most of the people in the highest levels of government are treasonous Democrats. They were almost all Hillary Clinton supporters. Almost all of them hate the Constitution. Almost all of them want open borders. They want America to be overrun with illegal immigrants. Almost all of them were Obama worshipers. They all want to overthrow the Second Amendment. And many of them conspired to overthrow the results of the 2016 election. I mean, they committed treason. And this has been a part of the culture of the deep state, which even James Comey called the deep culture. He said, there's not a deep state, there's just a deep culture. Well, it's the same thing. It's a deep state culture. It's a bunch of people who now think that they run America and that the people have to answer to them. And you see how this all flip-flopped, because the government is supposed to serve the people and it's supposed to answer to the people. The government is supposed to be an extension of the will of the people. The government is supposed to only have power that's delegated to it by the people, because all the true power rests with the people in the first place. And yet this has all been twisted and flipped upside down by the pro-Clinton, pro-Obama treasonous actors in the deep state who now think that they, the government, that they run the country and everybody else has to bow down and lick their boots and do what they're told. And the government is the power, and the government can choose to delegate, if they want, some limited powers to the people, but that the real power, they think, belongs in the government itself. See, that's an idea of communism, and that's what the left believes in. The left is pro-communism, pro-socialism, pro-fascism, pro-authoritarianism. But there's an epic battle underway right now, and according to some authors and people who are speaking out, like Dave Hodges at the Common Sense Show, who's been talking to people like Paul Preston, for example. According to those folks and many others, there is a massive purge coming. That's the right way to describe it, a purge of the deep state, which could see arrests and indictments of literally hundreds of deep state actors. And that would be a great day for America. That would be taking our country back. That would be restoring the rule of law in America, because the federal government has become so lawless and so corrupt and so out of control that even James Comey, as he is committing treason against America, can describe himself as the one true ethical, you know, the pillar of ethics and integrity in Washington. He's a traitor. He deserves to have life in prison, in my opinion. I mean, we'll let a court decide, but that's my take on it. Same thing with Peter Strzok. Same thing with Loretta Lynch. Barack Obama himself is a criminal against America. He's an enemy of the state because of the things that he did. I mean, the guy funneled, he laundered billions of dollars internationally to give money to Iran so they could build nuclear weapons that would threaten America's allies and even America itself. I mean, this is treason, what he did. And that just barely scratches the surface, by the way. These people are evil. They're corrupt. They're criminals. They are actively plotting against America. And when Trump won the election, you know, he threw their plan a wrench. You know, he
he mucked around with their plan. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that their plan to destroy America has now been possibly thwarted. And that's why you've seen the relentless attacks on President Trump in the media and in the deep state and through Robert Mueller and James Comey and others, because they have to destroy Trump before he destroys them. And that's why you and I should support Trump in this endeavor. No matter what you think of Trump on other topics, if we don't support him to help destroy the deep state and clean out the swamp, then we will never get our country back. And Trump is taking it to these people. He's going after the deep state. He's doing things that we have never seen anybody willing to do before. He's going after the whole infrastructure of the deep state swamp. And that's why they're trying to destroy him every single day, including the fake news media, the media establishment, inventing, fabricating fake hoaxes. They say, oh, there's concentration camps filled with children all over the southern border. This is total made-up hoax. It's not concentration camps. They're acting like this is the Holocaust. Insane. And the same media says nothing about all the children who are harmed by vaccines, by the way. Nothing about all the children harmed by psychiatric drugs. And you see what I mean? They say nothing about medical kidnapping when the state comes in and at gunpoint, they steal your children away from you to force them to undergo toxic chemotherapy. How many times have we covered that in the last 10 years? Gunpoint medicine. That happens in America right now. No mention in the mainstream media. No mention at all. They don't care about those kids being ripped away from their mothers. They don't care about the state asserting the coercion and the threat of violence to force children to be vaccinated or medicated or injected with chemotherapy. They don't care about that. No, they have to fabricate a fake hoax claiming there's concentration camps all along the southern borders. It's just absurd. By the way, never forget that the IG report by Horowitz completely demolishes the entire justification for appointing Robert Mueller in the first place. I don't know if you remember this. It's like America's, the memories of people today are so short. Seems like nobody even remembers why the special counsel was initiated. It was because James Comey illegally leaked FBI memos that were classified to the press through a friend of his. And because of this leak, it was said that Trump fired James Comey in order to obstruct justice, and that a special counsel would have to be appointed to investigate Trump's obstruction of justice. That was the whole reason for Robert Mueller. Well, now, thanks to the IG report, we know that that's total BS, that Robert Mueller was appointed based on a false pretense, that James Comey had violated FBI protocols, and that James Comey could justifiably be fired by anyone who was sitting in the White House, i.e. a president who can fire the FBI director anytime he wants, doesn't even need a reason. But he had a legitimate reason, and the IG report just completely blows away any excuse by James Comey for suggesting that he was improperly fired by Trump. So the entire Robert Mueller special counsel investigation should be shut down. And Robert Mueller's a dirty cop too, by the way. That guy commits crimes as a prosecutor. He is a criminal prosecutor in both senses of the word. He is a criminal and a prosecutor, and he's a criminal prosecutor. Robert Mueller will probably never go to jail, but he should. James Comey may go to jail. Hillary Clinton may go to jail. Peter Strzok, likely to go to jail. But we'll see. It's time to clean out the swamp. Read Trump.news for more updates. We've also got deepstate.news if you want to check out that website as well. It's time to take America back. It's time to assert the rule of law and an equal system of justice in America, where even politically connected elite, powerful people in Washington are also subject to the same laws that we the people are subject to. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of NewsTarget.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.